Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Eagle Hour. Glad you're with us around the Supertalk Network this afternoon, online at supertalkhattiesburg.com, supertalklaurel.com, wherever you might be tuned in. We're going to talk women's volleyball here in just a couple of minutes, and we've just got a great show lined up for you. Opening segment of the show today, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, and, of course, the Eagle Hour, and they cook delicious food 7 days a week, a great source for catering, for tailgating, for home parties, for office, for church parties. Dickey's Barbecue, and Luke Johnson, I know that you know plenty about eating Dickey's Barbecue.
It's good. You know, sometimes they even have like a secret menu in there. You can order the loaded fries. I would encourage some of our listeners to do that occasionally. And, man, I love their sausage. That's probably my number one go-to. But Dickey's always good. And if you eat in store, you get the free soft-served ice cream.
There you go. All right, big weekend on campus. Obviously, football taking place. But also a big women's volleyball tournament on the campus this weekend. We booked our volleyball coach, Stephanie Radesky, last week. Have been looking forward to this conversation. And, Coach, welcome back. Always happy to have you on our program.
Thank you so much. I'm always excited to be on.
All right, we're going to talk about the tournament. We know that's important to your program. But I wanted to, now that we have you back, wanted to kind of get your analysis of the early part of the season, how your ladies are progressing, maybe what's pleasing you at this point of the year, and as the head coach, what do you want to improve on?
Yeah, of course. You know, we opened up really strong at home first weekend. Started off 4-0, then we went on the road to Alabama, and we had a really strong weekend. We didn't get the results we wanted at all times, but we were in a really good position most of the weekend, and I thought the girls produced extremely well. To finish, went 5 with Alabama, fell just short, but it was a great match. And then this past weekend was a little disappointing. We went to Jacksonville State. We didn't get the results that we were looking for, but we played great volleyball. We just weren't as efficient as we needed to be. And so really excited about the offensive production that we're capable of, and really looking to be just a little bit more efficient this weekend back at home, which we're really excited about.
Is it fair to say that the COVID season interrupted your plan, you know, how you want to progress this program since you've taken over? Did that have a negative effect on what you're trying to build here at Southern Miss?
I mean, yeah, it was definitely, obviously, it definitely interrupted a lot of things and a lot of people, and it's been really difficult for everyone to deal with. We were lucky last year to be able to train as much as we did, but obviously playing in the spring was not ideal, and a quick turnaround for this fall. So with the recruiting, not being able to bring recruits on campus, that was difficult, doing everything virtually. Going into this fall, you know, obviously it wasn't ideal, but I think our staff did a great job preparing our program for this season, and we're just really excited to keep moving forward.
All right, Luke, get in here.
Hey, Coach, thanks so much for being on. Yeah, we had talked to Coach Mo from soccer, and it was just hearing the different perspectives about how you guys, you're on a schedule, you've always been on a schedule, and really unprecedented. He kind of said it was the like what you said, the turnaround, because you guys right. finished playing like late March, early April, and then you look up, oh, wow, we're back to preseason.
Yeah, it was super quick. And it's also, it was such a shortened season in the spring, just preparing for this fall and for a more normal schedule was a little bit difficult to do. But, you know, we're excited to play anytime and have a great season. So we're really excited. And I think our players are hoping to have just more normalcy and really excited about that.
Let's talk about the Southern Miss Classic, and it's cool, Coach. This is actually the Classic 2, the second Classic, because the first weekend of the season, you actually hosted three other teams. Now you host three more this weekend. Pretty interesting, maybe, I guess it doesn't happen this much that you get to host that many or two tournaments to host the season in that brand-new volleyball facility.
Yeah, we're really excited to host as many matches as we can because the facility is amazing. Looking to try to get more people involved and excited about the sport. We're keeping matches free this season, hoping to draw more of a crowd and more people to our matches to just really show them how exciting volleyball is and what a great atmosphere it can be. And so, yeah, we're really thankful to be able to host two tournaments this preseason.
Yeah. Can you put in perspective to our listeners, because you know the scale, the landscape of volleyball in Mississippi, a little behind, especially in South Mississippi, but it's really taken off in the last 3 or 4 years, and high schools up here in Jones County, now able to participate in the postseason. But can you just kind of put in perspective for our listeners how impressive that facility is that you get to call your mm-hmm. home?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely impressive. It has everything we need. New, clean, bright, beautiful. Players have swipe access so they can come in and use the gym and get some extra reps and feel good about their training. We have our own weight room, which is outstanding. Women's golf and women's tennis teams have been able to come and utilize that, which has been outstanding to get more student athletes in this facility. And it's just a really awesome place. There are actually quite a few volleyball only facilities in Hattiesburg, so that's really exciting for Mississippi volleyball. Mississippi volleyball is growing so fast. You know, yes, we're behind, but so many programs are taking the initiative to just move forward, and it's definitely growing quickly.
Coach, before we move on to this weekend and currently, I want to take you back to 2006. And that was quite a year for you. You have a team that goes 35-6. You finish as the national runner-up that year. What was the secret sauce that made that such a special season for you?
Well, we just had players that were determined, that were fighters. I remember in the regional tournament, we were playing the one seed, and they were hosting. We were at their facility, and we were down 0-2, and we just had players that wouldn't fight or that would just keep fighting and not give up and came back in 1-5. And, that's what you need at this level. You need players that are convinced that any moment is theirs and just not willing to quit, and we had that year. It was a great team.
Well, you were, what, nine appearances in the Division II National Tournament. You had a lot of those kind of teams, I'm going to guess.
We did. We had a lot of players that really just understood the ability to compete and how important it was and how important the little things were, and we were very fortunate.
So is the sport the same in Division II, Division I? I mean, the sport itself is the same. What are the big differences, if there are big differences?
I think it's very similar. Obviously, there are some differences in resources. There are some differences in recruiting as far as what student athletes are looking for. And I think those are about the only things. Division II volleyball is extremely competitive and really impressive, and there are some amazing coaches at the Division II level, just like there are the Division I level. So even the Division III level, the quality of coaching is so impressive. So I think it's very similar.
All right, before we go to the break, I think Luke's got something he wants to ask you. And if you can hang on just for a short time, I've got a couple more questions I'd like to throw at you on the other side of the commercial break. Is that good?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, go ahead, Luke.
Coach, I just wanted to know, and we should make mention of that. You were that was at the University of North Alabama when you went 36-2 in 2005, and you were there for such a long time. My question is, I mean, do you feel good now that Coach Ankar and Coach Hall are on campus? And is there any kind of like secret code from UNA? You guys like flash signals at each other across the parking lot? I mean, it is pretty cool that both of those guys played there. You coached there for so long.
Yeah, I was really excited about both of them when they came to Southern Miss. You know, obviously, they were both players when I was a coach there. My first day on the job at North Alabama, I remember both Will Hall and I were recognized for what a great quarterback he was, but also for the team that I inherited that had just won a national championship. And so my first day on the job, I met Will Hall, and I'll always remember that. And, you know, he is an outstanding coach. I'm really excited for Southern Miss football. I'm really excited for what he brings to the table. And Coach Ankar, just being able to have that history with them and know that they're here and their vision for their program is just really exciting. So it's a great time for Southern Miss Athletics, I believe.
Well, when we come back, we're going to have to ask Coach if Coach Ankar was the beast he is now when he was at North
Alabama.
Well,
you know, you don't have to give an ask. You know the answer to that question.
We're going to continue our conversation with volleyball coach Stephanie Radecki right after this.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. This segment of the show is sponsored by our good friends, of course, at Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net. They're right across from the Southern Miss campus, and you can pick up the latest Southern Miss swag there 6 days a week. You can also shop online at campusbookmart.net. Kelly Sander will be joining us a little later in the program, but right now we're visiting with the head volleyball coach, Stephanie Radecki. Big tournament this weekend on the campus with Southern Miss, Eastern Kentucky, Lamar, and Chattanooga. We'll be talking more about that in just a moment. But, Coach, I want to look ahead, if you don't mind, to the conference season. Conference USA, some pretty good volleyball teams in it, I know. And so as you look ahead at the conference, who are the teams to beat, and where do you think your biggest challenges will come?
Yeah, there's some great volleyball in this conference. Western Kentucky, Rice, I think Western Kentucky is ranked 23rd in the country right now. Rice is receiving votes. Very impressive programs year in and year out. Charlotte, Marshall, great programs. UTEP has had some success in the preseason versus some Power 5 schools. So I think our biggest challenges obviously will be we play a divisional schedule again this fall like we did in the spring. So our biggest challenge will obviously be at Rice. We also hosting UTEP, I think that'll be a really key weekend. And I think the most important weekend is going to be kicking off at UAB that first weekend. And I think that we need to make a stand and show up and play some great volleyball that weekend.
UAB is never easy, are they?
No, they never are.
No, that's exactly right. All right, so you think Conference USA Volleyball can go compete nationally, I gather what you're saying, that there's some really solid programs. And am I right that you want that in the league?
Yeah.
Because that makes your program better?
Yeah, definitely. It's really actually extremely exciting. You know, our programs, all the programs are good, strong, great coaches. The level of play is really impressive. That's extremely important for your program.
All right, before I let Luke back in, I heard you tell him during the break when you were at North Alabama, you actually had two actual living, breathing lions on the campus. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, Leo and Una. and they lived right in the middle of campus in a beautiful habitat. Everything was donated, and it was just really cool to walk across campus and go visit with them.
Coach Ankar ever get out there, maybe wrestle one of them? I could kind of see him doing that, I think.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I don't know.
All right, Luke. I know you want to talk to her a little bit about the tournament.
Coach, before we get right to the tournament, let's just kind of talk just for a second about your ladies this year. Of course, kind of the staple of Southern Miss volleyball last few years. Madison Lawler not moving on as she graduates, but this is a really mature group. If my math does right, you've got 10 junior redshirt juniors and seniors on this squad, and then I think 8 underclassmen. I mean, this is a pretty mature group of ladies heading into the first part of the season.
Yeah, definitely. We do have quite a few new players that are in key roles, so that are still a little bit young, but we definitely returned a lot from last year, and we're really excited about the depth that we have on the roster. I think we're playing good volleyball right now, and as long as we keep getting better every day, I really feel like this group can achieve a lot.
Talk about roster, because we talk about this with football and baseball all the time. How has the transfer portal affected women's sports, but specifically women's volleyball?
I think that's very similar as all the other sports. It's, you know, very active. There's quite a few student-athletes that transfer this day and age, and the portal just kind of gives everyone a level playing field as to getting that information as to who's transferring, but there's quite a few, and obviously since COVID, it's just going to get even more traffic.
Sure. Let's look at this weekend. Lady Eagles open up in the morning, or I'm sorry, Lady Eagles open up, with the Southern Miss Classic tomorrow. Lamar, Chattanooga, Eastern Kentucky. What are you most excited about this weekend? What are the challenges your ladies face going into a weekend like this? What are you trying to accomplish? And how can fans, what do they need to know about showing up and supporting Lady Eagle volleyball this weekend?
I think our biggest challenge right now is just bouncing back after last weekend. That was just a little disappointing. So hopefully we come out prepared and focused and ready to make a big change from that weekend. But tomorrow we play at 12:30 and 7, and Saturday we play at 1. Getting into the event should be pretty easy because it's free. So all you've got to do is walk into the front door. On Friday, parking, you just have to be able to maneuver around the parking lots that are blocked off preparing for football. And then Saturday, the best place to park would be at Pete Taylor in the baseball lot. Most of the other lots are reserved for football. But there's also a parking lot along 4th across from Pete Taylor that's open as well. So there should be no problem finding a place and coming in and watching some great volleyball.
Right. And for listeners that are in other parts of the state, even other parts of the country online, the tournament is going to be streamed, I believe, Coach, on CUSA.TV. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Hey, it's a great pleasure having you on the Eagle Hour. We always enjoy our conversations with you, and we wish you and your ladies nothing but the best this weekend, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Women's volleyball is alive and well at Southern Miss. Stephanie Radecki, the head coach, and doing a great job. Just steady improvement in her program, Luke, since she got here.
Yeah, and you look at what she did at North Alabama. I mean, many winning seasons. Several of those were elite. And, you know, they improved 9-10 this season, which is a great improvement over where they were before. 5-5 here, but like some of the matches she talked about, they took Bama down to the very end. And let's know this, Bob. The Lady Eagle volleyball team has already defeated the Lady Trojans of Troy this season. It's already happened.
There you go.
So they have they've set the tempo. Last week, I had a chance to knock off Nichols over at Jacksonville State, but take on Eastern Kentucky tomorrow at 12:30, and then Lamar tomorrow night. I found this really interesting. I was trying to find the absolute specific number on it, but I thought I saw the other day with the name, image, and likeness where college athletes, you know, getting endorsement deals or paid whatsoever. I believe, and it's kind of, it was really eyebrow raising to me, but it makes sense. Football, obviously, number one of all the student athletes in NCAA that are getting, you know, paid for name, image, and likeness endorsements. Volleyball was like second or third on that list. And I think that kind of speaks volumes to how a sport like volleyball, it took off in Mississippi on the coast. It took off in particularly with Oak Grove right there outside, you know, where you are, and different places in the state. Now, central Mississippi and where we are in Jones County, it started to take off. And I think, you know, that's one of those things where Mississippi is obviously behind in national recognition, but volleyball is a force nationally in women's sports.
Well, too, and let me tell you that the volleyball team, once again, hands down, won the competition of the best-looking athletic team on campus. So that could have, I don't know, Luke, maybe something to do with it. But she's done a great job. She's got great young ladies in her program, and this is an opportunity for people to show some support and introduce themselves to the sport this weekend because it's free. How do you beat free? And it's not going to cost you a dime to get in. We're not going to get into it, Luke Johnson, but she brought that up again about the, you know, the closed off parking lots for a game that starts at 12:30, and they're closing off a parking lot for a game that starts at 6 o'clock. You know, maybe that's a discussion for another time, but that's an age-old story at Southern Miss, is it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, and part of it's just because of the location. I mean, the city was built around the university or that part of the city. And so, yeah, parking's limited. People, you know, pay money and of course, fund scholarships and other stuff for that parking stuff. But, I mean, here's the thing. You're coming in town. You're rolling into town tomorrow, and you're going to set up your RV or you're going to, you know, stay in a hotel so you can be there all day. It's a free volleyball match at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Right.
So, you know, go get food. Go get food and then go watch the Lady Eagles. It's pretty cool because we don't have that much carryover between sports during football season. Lady Eagles on soccer might be playing, you know, in the afternoon and while you're rolling in, you may miss that, but you got primetime volleyball, Southern Miss tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And you can even catch them, you know,
Saturday
on campus, before you tailgate. Right. You'll have plenty of time to tailgate and get to Eagle Walk.
Right, they play Saturday at 1 o'clock as well. So, yeah, ample opportunity to enjoy some women's volleyball, support Coach Radecki and that great group of kids this weekend if you're in town for the Southern Miss Troy football game. All right, when we come back, we're going to catch up with Kelly Sander, talk a little more about the football game. I'm sure we will discuss the NFL game that's back on tonight and a full weekend slate of college and professional football. Football's back. We're glad to talk about it. We're going to do that more on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Back on a Thursday, Luke Johnson, Bob Getty from the First Bank Studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg. Appreciate Coach Stephanie Radecki joining us of Lady Eagle Volleyball. The Southern Miss Classic number 2 starting tomorrow. And check out the Lady Eagles tomorrow at 12:30 and at 7 p.m. as they host Lamar, Chattanooga, and Eastern Kentucky. Third segment brought to you by 4th Street. You know what tomorrow is. It's Fried Catfish Friday. Two thumbs up from Bob Getty. And we've eaten it before, and it is extremely good. It's only $8.95, and it comes with a drink. 4th Street, proud sponsor of the Eagle Hour. Kelly John Sander joins us on the phone. And Kelly, if you weren't going to get fried catfish tomorrow at 4th Street, what's another dish you might recommend to our listeners to get?
Where at 4th Street?
Yes.
You know, you can't go wrong with anything at 4th Street. And big boys like me, you get really nice sized portions as well.
Husky boys like you.
Oh, yeah. Husky. Thick, fluffy, you know.
Well, let me give both of you boys some good news that I don't think you know about. Next Friday, the Eagle Hour is going to broadcast from 4th Street Bar and Grill on Catfish Friday.
Do you need somebody to cover that, Bob?
I figured I won't have any problem finding guys to cover that. I don't think there'll be any issue whatsoever.
I will volunteer.
We're looking forward to that. And we'll be at Ramey Motors in Purvis tomorrow with what is he, Kelly? The greatest high school baseball player in the history of Purvis.
Just ask him. And
the best junior high baseball player in the history of Purvis. But Bob, it's going to be good because, man, how cool is it tomorrow going to be able to talk about that brand new football stadium in Columbia?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We just booked that today. We're going to have the superintendent of the Columbia school system on the show tomorrow. And if you haven't seen that football stadium in Columbia, Kelly, you first brought this to my attention, and I saw it Monday. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is probably the prettiest high school football stadium in the state, and this gentleman just did a heck of a job getting that ball rolling, and they dedicated it and really honor Walter Payton. The National Football League put a lot of money into the complex, and Kelly, I know you're personal friends with the coach down there, but what a facility they have for those kids in Columbia now.
Yeah, and Walter Payton's family, members of his family, were there last Friday night as they dedicated it. And I get the honor of being the public address announcer there for Columbia High. They're playing their arch rival from West Marion, so Marion County bragging rights on the line tomorrow night. And it won't be as sloppy as it normally would be because of the turf.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, that they have. So that's something certainly that good. Columbia is to be proud of. Of course, good. this is Thursday, which means it's junior college football night as the MACCC kicks off across the state tonight. Undefeated Jones will travel to East Central. Jones looking to stay undefeated. Hines will travel to Northeast. Cahoma is at Itawamba. Northwest is traveling to Holmes tonight. The Southwest Bears travel to Colin to take on the Wolfpack. East Mississippi plays at Mississippi Delta, and South Division rivals Pearl River and Gulf Coast will play down in Perkinston. And of the fields that I think most of them are turf now, and it's a good thing because even though the sun is out, at least in the Hattiesburg area here, and it might be just temporarily, but they've taken so much rain during the week, it would have been sloppy. So, but the MACCC business as usual tonight. Thursday night kickoffs across the state as another football weekend gets underway.
Now you did mention Holmes, right? Holmes Junior College. Never forget the Mighty Bulldogs, Kelly.
Yes, Northwest is playing at Holmes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you don't leave my guys out.
No. The Holmes Bulldogs always are a force to be reckoned with there in Goodman especially. And that's where they got their work cut out for them tonight, taking on the nationally ranked Northwest Rangers. But
yeah,
nonetheless, you know, Holmes will be ready to defend the dog pound up there.
No kidding. It's a junior college football is as good as ever, Kelly Sander in Mississippi.
Yes, it is. And I think people are understanding that it's a real option, you know, for players, including a lot of the Division I schools who establish relationships with these junior college coaches. And I know Jones in Ellisville there has always had good relationships with some of the D1 schools in Florida who send their kids to Jones, you know, Florida State and Florida. And those programs have been pretty good over the years.
Yeah, not bad.
When you look at the list of NFL players that have come through the junior college ranks, not just the junior college ranks, but the Mississippi junior college ranks, you're going to see some Super Bowl rings, right, you know, from a lot of those different teams.
Right. Jones will be at Decatur tonight. Mark Easley and I will be on the call. That's on Super Talk Laurel tonight. It's a 6:30 kick, and so Kiffin's show will carry over. So we'll pick you up at 7 on supertalklaurel.com and a 99.3. But Jones, pretty interesting. So 2 years ago, they had a guy named LaDamian Webb, phenomenal running back. He goes to Florida State last year, starts 3 games for the Seminoles, is really good for them, and just didn't like Tallahassee. No issues, academic or anything. So he's back in Ellisville this year. First week, he rushed for like 190 last week against Northwest as they upset the number two ranked Rangers. He rushed for a buck 60, and through two games, he's like at 350 yards. But a starting running back that was at Florida State last week, he's in Ellisville this week. And, of course, Southern Miss has got some commits with Jordan Mahaffey, a couple other guys throughout that defense. And so, yeah, Kelly, I mean, people, Golden Eagle fans need to keep watch of JUCO teams because they can go, you know, watch a potential Southern Miss recruit or Southern Miss commit in their community.
And if you don't like really good football, then you've got the Washington football team playing the New York Giants tonight.
If you like really bad football,
Lord, mediocre football.
You could not have a worse matchup between these two tonight, could you?
I heard one of the Washington fans say it's a good thing that they don't really have an official name for their team because, it would have to be written down somewhere and it can just, but, you know, the New York Giants kind of stuff. Their toes collectively last weekend, too. So a riveting NFC East matchup tonight.
Let me put it in perspective just how bad the Washington franchise is. The Giants have beaten them five straight games, Kelly.
But you know, when you talk about lousy franchises, Washington's name never seems to come up. It's always the Jets, the Lions, the Bengals, you know, the Jaguars.
Well, it damn sure should come up. I'm just going to tell you that.
Well, maybe if they continue this streak that they're on.
My advice, watch a good B-movie tonight.
Hey, also, you guys, not having to do with football, but baseball, Ole Miss apparently has released its baseball schedule for next year. And on the schedule is a midweek game with Southern Miss in Hattiesburg.
Really? They've already released the schedule. That's unusual.
For Ole Miss baseball, and they will play one other time at Trustmark Park in Jackson.
Right. So, all right. Don't mean to interrupt you, but we almost forgot about something. We need to do the trivia question, Luke Johnson. We want to give away two more tickets and two more T-shirts. And before we do that, also, our winner yesterday, Mr. Tracy Williams of Laurel. Please call me after the show is over. We got the number mixed up somehow. We were unable to reach you yesterday. So if you're listening, Tracy Williams, please give us a call here at the station when the show's over where we can make sure we get your stuff to you. All right, go ahead, Luke.
We'll ask it in just a moment. I just wanted to put out the number. Different number today, okay? So different number today, 601-580-2256. 601-580-2256. Now that's Kelly's agent, okay? So just putting that disclaimer out there. 601-580-2256. And so I may have to get off here in just a second, Bob, if the calls start blowing up. 601-580-2256. Here is today's trivia question. This date in history, on this day in history, September 16th, 2000, Southern Miss beat the number 13th ranked Alabama Crimson Tide 21-0. Raymond Walls had a pick six. Joe Henley returned a fumble on a kickoff. And what Southern Miss quarterback threw a touchdown pass along with 159 yards that day? Southern Miss beat Alabama on this date 21-0. Who was the Golden Eagle quarterback? 601-580-2256.
And what is your agent's name, Kelly? I was a pretty shady character, as I best remember.
Well, he's one of the guys from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Yes. He's a founding partner, as I recall, when I met him. Yes. He told me that night. Yeah.
He does well financially.
You know, right. Stiffed me for the dinner, as I recall, and you were right out the door with him.
I never knew that dog grooming was tax deductible.
I didn't know that. And
no.
Louie's glad to hear that, isn't he?
Yeah. He's over here taking a snooze right now. Yeah. Getting himself ready for the big Washington Giants game tonight.
Yeah, they'd probably be better to snooze later tonight after they kick it off. All right, call that number Luke gave you. We're happy to give
it. Let me hit it.
Go ahead, Luke.
Let me hit it one more time. September 16th, 2000, Southern Miss beat Alabama 21-0. Who was the Golden Eagle quarterback that led the Eagles to a victory over the Crimson Tide? 601-580-2256.
All right, we'll be back. Eagle Hour continues right after this.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment on this Thursday brought to you by DBAT and D1 Training in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. DBATHattiesburg.com. Good friend Catherine Maloney and all the friendly staff at DBAT and D1 can get you into the best shape of your life and help with instruction. Great place to take your kids. DBAT, D1 Training. Luke, Bob, and Kelly from the First Bank Studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Appreciate everybody's response on the trivia question. Had a lot of right answers. Kelly, not the right answer. You may have caught that when we were coming back on air. No, Kelly, the answer is not touchdown Tommy Waters. It was 2000, not 1992 when Tommy Waters was the quarterback. Or 1991 or whenever it was, Kelly.
Well, yeah, I'm on top of it. You know that.
You get your – when you've lived, what, 10 decades on planet Earth, they all kind of get fuzzy to you. So I understand.
How about six? Go ahead.
Congratulations to Brantley Doman from Macomb, Mississippi. Brantley, wow. Our trivia question winner today. Guys, what a great day it was, September 16th, 2000. Southern Miss rolls into – I think they played that game at Legion Field. And Raymond Walls with a pick six. The ensuing kickoff, my former teammate Joe Henley picks up a fumble, returns it into the end zone. And Jeff Kelly – of Deer Park, Alabama, right outside Citronelle, gets revenge on the Tide, 159 yards, including a touchdown, and the Eagles shut out Alabama 21-0. Bob, the Tide fans left the building early in the fourth quarter.
I watched that game. I was there. It was a glorious night. There's no question about that, and I'm predicting the same thing next weekend.
Get it.
Oh, hello? The signal's breaking up. I think I heard Bob say he's expecting the same thing.
That was a joke, by the way.
Oh. I'll tell you what, Jeff Kelly was a great quarterback in his own right, but you know, against Alabama, you'd have to go back a long time before you have a better game played than Bubber Phillips did back in the day.
Who? So the Bubber in Phillips. The 1990 game. No, I'm going forward another one. Okay. I get that. I don't remember that. You can tell me about that. But Favre, what was it? It was 22 days from the car wreck when Stump kicked the field goal and Favre led them to victory in Tuscaloosa.
Right. That's right. Yep. It was an amazing story. You probably remember that, Kelly. I think you were doing sports back then, were you not? Favre had the surgery and then comes back and beats Alabama.
I think it was right about that time that people were beginning to learn about how tough this guy was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really. And more of things to come. When, you know, you, in that type of situation, you go on and do exactly, you know, what he did. And then when he lost in his pro career, you know, when he lost his dad and then played the way that he did, you know, very shortly after that, he was just... Brett's just an amazing, amazing athlete that doesn't come along, you know, very often.
Right. So,
tell me about Bubba Phillips.
Bubba Phillips, man, was a great running back and also a great baseball player, too, at then Mississippi Southern back in the 40s. I'm telling you, if you didn't get to see him play, you were missing something.
I've seen his name in the Eagle Walk. I'm just, you know, unaware of the performance against Bama.
Well, he was a native of West Point and actually died in 1993. Actually, you know, in Hattiesburg. But actually, like I said, a great football player, but also went on to play baseball in the big leagues. And actually started with the Detroit Tigers in 1955 and then retired in 1964. But he was... quite a football player for Southern Miss, Mississippi Southern back then.
There you go. The Southerners, right?
So you get a little history lesson here today as well.
The Mississippi Southern Southerners, I believe, is what it was called. So, Brantley Doman, you say, is the winner, Luke, from Macomb.
Brantley Doman. Yeah, and I told him we'd be contacting him after the show. And again, Bob, pretty sweet prize Brantley has won today.
Right. Also, another reminder to Tracy Williams, if he's listening to the show again today, just call me here in the Hattiesburg studio after the show, and I'll make sure that I get your stuff for you. I don't want to give away something and then not provide it, but that's a mistake on our part. All right, so the show's going to be back on the road tomorrow. We're going to be down at Ramey Motors in Purvis, and that's going to be Luke and Michael Mergens. We're going to be talking about that magnificent new stadium dedicated last Saturday or Friday night in Macomb. And real quickly, Kelly, about 20 seconds left, Eddie Payton and all of Walter Payton's family, I understand, or many of them were there for that ceremony.
They were. And, of course, you know, Eddie Payton coached, you know, collegiately as well. But Walter will be missed, but remembered because now that statue that's right there at the stadium.
Now, so let me ask you both real quick, greatest NFL football player ever?
I think so.
Luke?
Just when you take it all into consideration, I mean, he's up there, absolutely. I mean, top three for me. And what I loved about Walter Payton, regular Nintendo as a kid. I could play with him on Tecmo Bowl from Columbia, Mississippi. Sweetness.
All right, that wraps up the Eagle Hour. I want to thank Stephanie Radecki for joining us. Fun conversation with her. We'll be on the road tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Got some great stuff about the new stadium down in Columbia. And, of course, we'll do our picks and preview the game with South Alabama. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future. To the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.